2020 Podcast. Fire. Talking sports. Let's go.
1420 Podcast, where the sports content is all facts. It won't charge us like the offense in Los Angeles to watch it. So be caught up with your hockey, with your football, with your soccer, with your baseball, basketball, your wrestling, pro leagues, and your college. It is all there brought to you by Fiats and JL. Keeping you updated with the greatest in town on sports willingly. So listen to the facts that they tell and enjoy the show. Kick back, force out.
Welcome to the 4th and 20 Podcast. It's a little different today. We got no JLB. He's traveling. I'll say that much.
He's traveling. Places unknown.
Yeah, places unknown. And Pino's playing some basketball in an unknown place.
He's an athlete and trying to win some playoff games.
Hey,
semifinals thing, he said.
That's pretty good. Fuck, I didn't know they were really that deep into it already. But hey, fuck, good on them.
Yeah, cool. They'll be ready for Rams. Rams in 2 weeks. A month and a half. It's 2 months.
That's fucking still pretty. It's still pretty soon.
Rams football, baby.
Well, that's what that always starts in May. Yeah.
Yeah. May 25th.
Yeah. When the weather gets nice. Well, hopefully.
Rams football, Melissa.
So it's a lot of. We'll preface it with this is a very big weekend in wrestling, but we'll get very deep into that in a little bit.
Oh, absolutely.
But start off a big trade. I'll say maybe like the pieces aren't huge, but Stephon Diggs, you know, the whole will he stay, will he go? Well, got traded to the Houston Texans, like of all the teams. And it was Diggs for. What is it? Diggs for the Bills receive a 225 second round pick and a 2024 sixth round pick. So it's not that much.
I found that trade wild that it wasn't for a pick this year.
Yeah. Like they get a 2025 pick, so essentially that's weird. I knew he wasn't gonna stay because you could tell just with like everything going on. And like when you're disgruntled, especially like I wouldn't say the best player, but like number one receiver, you can't keep him around if he doesn't want to actually be around. Even if he says what he wants to say, like he says, "Oh, I'm happy here. I love Josh Allen." But
like, are you though, bud? Are you?
But the fact that they trade him to Houston is fucking.
And they're loading up Houston, right? Like
they're just
look at the moves they've made. Joe Mixon coming in. They're bringing in Diggs now. They brought in freaking Danielle Hunter. They brought some other guys on defense too. So they're loading up.
Well, because they
know this is their window. CJ Stroud, you get a phenom of a rookie like that. Okay, now you got 3 years to play like this.
Yeah.
Go for it. Before you pay Stroud.
Yep.
Right? You got 3 years, so we'll see.
It's just wild because now the Bills, their number one receiver is Curtis Samuel, I guess.
They're going to make another move, right? Like, you have this because they're going to make another trade. Like, apparently, they're going to be in touch with T. Higgins.
That makes sense.
They're going to draft, or they're going to draft a receiver and sign one of those other vet guys who are still free agents, right?
That's true. I guess, like, Michael Thomas is still out there.
Yeah, a lot of guys are still out there who could be, like, good, like, decent receivers. You don't need a true number one all the time, right?
No. Especially with Josh Allen. Especially with Josh Allen.
The Chiefs, they don't have number one.
Oh, God.
I guess Travis Kelce is their number one.
With Josh Allen, as much as he's struggled with winning the big games, like he doesn't need a like super stud receiver. Like he can make other guys like look good.
It's never really been Josh Allen's fault they don't win those games. So
no. A lot of as much as he throws a lot of picks in bad situations. A lot of drop balls with those receivers. A lot of drop balls
and a lot of defense not getting timely stops.
And the defense now, like you know, they lost both safeties. Did they replace any of them? Either one? They must sign one.
Nope. I don't think any of them yet, actually, from what I've seen, from what I remember.
And, like,
Tre'Davious... Hyde is still a free agent. Poyer's on the Dolphins.
Poyer's on the Dolphins.
Man, big changes. The NFL.
It always happens with the NFL. It's fucking... It's like...
I'm still waiting for the Steelers to make some more moves. Draft season is upon us.
Oh, man.
So, craziness is happening.
It's... Yeah, the Broncos signed an ex-Raven today. A center. I don't even know what his name is, but
I don't know. Probably a backup.
I don't know who they're set. They're gonna. They have to figure.
They'll start actually because they lost their center.
Yeah, but I think my idea is that they're gonna probably play Wattenberg at center, because they drafted him to play center. He played guard because they had Cushenberry. Also, Miners could play center, but I think they're gonna stick him at guard, like keep him at guard. So I don't know. With Denver, it's whatever. Like I don't fucking. The key for them is whatever they do with that 12th pick, whether they trade back.
It's gonna be interesting, right? Like, are they going up? Are they gonna stay? Like, what are they doing?
I hear, I know they're talking with Michael Penix. I've heard. All the mock drafts say Bo Nix, which is
a big Michael Penix guy. Like, I don't get why he's not talked about.
I'd be down.
I get it because he tore his ACL twice back in like years and years ago, but like, he's played two full seasons. He's good to go now. Like, let's go.
Yeah, like, I think
if he's gonna get hurt, he's gonna get hurt. That's just life.
Like, look at Tua. I know, Tua got hurt all the time. And then, like, you gotta trust your fucking team. You gotta trust your doctors. You gotta trust the guys to not, you know, do anything stupid. Getting hurt is just a part of the fucking sport. Nothing you can do. It sucks when it's your quarterback, and especially if you draft a young guy. Exactly. But fucking, it's the way it goes. Nothing you can do about it. Speaking of tackling, the hip drop tackle.
When I watch that Magic show and they bring it up, I love the way they lose it on it, because, like, it doesn't make any sense. I love when they say the technique. We're going to get this technique out of the game. Technique means you're teaching it. No one's ever taught that in the history of football.
No.
No one has ever taught that. It's just something that happens in the heat of a moment because you're trying to drag a guy down.
If a guy's trying to gain yards and you don't want to get a first down or a touchdown, your instinct is to fucking pull him back, because that's what, like, no, I'm going to tackle him and I'm going to let him fucking walk into the end zone because I can't pull him down now. It's fucking, it's so stupid.
I don't know. It's nonsense.
It's
The kickoff thing, okay, I can go with a little bit, even though I think it's Mang, but.
Well, they've already, like, given up on kick returns anyway, so this is just, like, another.
Exactly. But this is going to be more kick returns. This is going to allow kick returns to come back, apparently.
Well, because of the spit, yeah, I guess so, but.
So this is what they say, though. We'll see. It's a 1 year test, so we'll see.
They say a lot of things. This fuck. And like,
shout out to the UFL. I thought the UFL had a nice little weekend. I only watched a little bit of it, but I thought it was beautiful.
I watched the highlights of it.
I watched first quarter of the one game. I watched the little parts of another game. It was beautiful.
That's a league where, you know, it's what we thought was going to happen. You know, you're two kind of small leagues just mesh together. You're still only 8 teams, but eventually they're going to get more teams. They gotta figure shit out.
It just allows guys to play pro football. That's it.
Yeah. Make some money, still play, have a chance to still go to play in the NFL if you want, depending if you rip it. Like, look at PJ Walker, fucking started games in the NFL.
Exactly.
So, it can happen.
It can, so we'll see. We will see.
Yeah.
The NFL. Coming with a couple weeks, we'll get really into that.
Yeah, a couple weeks when, the fucking.
It's draft time, baby.
Draft time. I guess we can go on to, we'll go on to the Leafs, because we're both Leaf fans.
Yeah, at least hockey.
Begrudgingly, whatever the word is. So I've watched, like I said before, I've watched more, I guess, in the last, let's say, 2 months. Now, I still haven't watched a lot because my brain is still, I need to, like, do it in the playoffs.
Yeah, so for me, I've been watching more the last, I'd say, 2 to 3 weeks, because now it's like, I love these playoff races, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now I'm into it because now, okay, NFL's over. But this is what I mean. With an 82-game season, it's hard to get into it. But once there's been, since like there's been like 65-ish games played, like the last like what, 15 to 20 games, I've been into it. Like, okay, here we go. We're in races now. Now there's 7 games left, so every game matters. Last night mattered. Guess what? We didn't show up again. Now again, I'm not going to, like, we showed up against Florida, which was nice. Almost blew it. But like last night, another lemon. Like, you know what I mean? And I get it. Lemons happen. Even my Oilers, you know, my other team, the Oilers, put up a lemon last night. No, it's very upsetting.
It just
sucks.
Yeah, it's.
But it is what it is. Like, the Leafs got to bounce back now. I just don't see it with this team, though. I don't know.
I was talking to my uncle on Easter, because he's a Bruins fan, but he also like he likes the Leafs. I don't know. It is what it is. He's talking about the Leafs, and I was like, yeah. He's like, I'm like, I don't watch the Leafs. He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, I don't watch them. Like, they're a joke. And he was like all like confused. He's like, Matthews, like, you may get 65. I'm like. He gets 65. He can get 105, unless he starts scoring 3 to 4 goals a series. At least, like,
is that fast? That's zero. That's how many he had in the second round last year.
That's what I mean. So like,
that's my problem.
I don't care if you score 60 goals. Like, cool. You're gonna win the Rocket again. Cool. In the playoffs, it's like you forgot how to fucking score.
Yeah.
Not just him. It's not just like, I'm not gonna just blame him. It's obviously a lot of other guys as well. But they gotta stop blaming the defense. Gotta stop blaming the fucking goalie, because against Florida, we lost. All the four losses were all by what? One fucking goal. Like 2-1, 3-2.
And we didn't score more than two goals in a game.
That's but like that's bananas.
In any game,
we didn't score.
That spends $40 to $45 million on four forwards to score goals. So it can't happen.
That's like my brain was like, you have to like with that with Matthews, with Marner, with Nylander, with Tavares, you got to score three goals a game.
Have to.
At least most of the games. I'm not saying sweep. You can't just sweep guys every fucking series. I get that, but you can't go a series where you don't score more than two goals. And you didn't lose. And the thing is, it's not like you lost 4-1 or 4. You would lose 2-1, 3-2. So like the defensive goalie were doing their best to keep you guys in it.
Yeah.
Just pop an extra one in, but they fucking can't do it.
They don't do it. So we'll see this year, right? Like we say it every year. We'll see in April. We said it the last like three seasons, I think.
Fuck.
We'll see in April.
It feels like a decade.
We repeat ourselves.
Because we have to because. As fans,
if we listen to this podcast a year ago at this time and 2 years ago at this time, we're saying the same fucking thing.
Same exact thing. But as fans, we want them to succeed. We want them to we haven't seen success with the Leafs, like actual success in 20 years now. Like when we were in high school, not even high school, barely high school. Well, you weren't in high school yet when they were like, can I remember grade 9 was that?
But think about it. The last time they really like went deep into a playoff run when they went to the conference final. You're in grade 8, I'm in grade 6.
Bananas.
That's a fucking long time ago, everybody.
That's 24 years ago.
22 years ago.
Oh, 22 years ago, sorry.
That is 22 years ago. A lot has happened in 22 years.
A lot. Not with the Leafs.
In the world. But nothing with the Leafs, yes.
It's a...
Crazy. And then basketball is getting going with their run, too, and stuff. But it is what it is. Like, it's that time of year. Playoff races are heating up, right? People want to finish... home court, people want to make the playoffs, avoid the play-in if we're talking basketball.
Yeah, exactly.
Avoid wild card, possibly, if you're in the NHL, right? This system's still a joke, but it is what it is.
As long as Bettman's... Like, I hope once he's gone, they change it, but I don't know how easy it is to change
Apparently,
it.
Apparently, they have analytics that say these series have all gone 6 to 7 games rather than 4 or 5 or 6 games like the other system. I'm like, I don't understand
how that works. I don't... Like, whatever that is, I don't believe it.
I don't really believe
they're fudging the numbers for sure, but of course they did. They've had fucking three lockouts under Bettman. Of course they fudged the fucking numbers. Basketball is the opposite for me because they're my team fucking.
Yeah, your team's pretty. My team's in a big playoff game right now with the Sixers.
Where are the Heat? What position are the Heat?
They're in sixth.
Okay.
A half game, or they're tied in sixth. So right now with the tiebreaker, Indiana is in seventh, and the Sixers, who they're playing right now, are in eighth, a game and a half back.
And then 7, 8, 9, 10, that's the play-in, right? Those four teams?
Yes.
Okay.
So the Heat are trying to get the sixth. I want them to get the sixth to avoid the play-in and play the Cavs or the Knicks or the Magic first round.
Yeah.
If I got the Magic, they're in. It's wild.
I saw that. I was like, this is fucking... That made me like even more angry. I'm like, crazy. They were shit for so long. I was, we're a playoff team now. I guess like the Pistons did have like random playoff seasons. But
then in the West, top three seeds are pretty much... It's the Thunder... The T-Wolves and the Nuggets battling for 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
The Clippers are pretty much going to finish fourth.
Yeah.
And then all these other teams like the Mavs, the Sixers, the Pelicans, they're all trying to stay out of the play-in where like the Lakers and the Warriors are. The only team still alive to possibly make the play-in is Houston because they won like 11 in a row. And they're playing the Warriors tonight. That's like they're both 10 and 11 right now.
Oh, shit, eh?
So a little interesting times, right? Like it is what it is.
Wait, Golden State's 10th?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's a fucking.
That's how bad it's been.
That's a weird buzz.
The Lakers are ninth.
The Lakers are kind of like that's less surprising to me.
Yeah.
But fuck 10th place, I guess. Yeah, but the Warriors will figure their way in. I think they'll like.
Oh yeah, ref, that's our ball. Let's go here.
Who they playing tonight?
Sixers.
Oh fuck, big game.
Yeah, Embiid huge back. Game. Embiid came back the other night. Oh, yeah. Since January.
Fucking Embiid. Fucking loser. Fuck it, but like it's.
Oh my god! One of the referees just called a foul on Bam there. Never mind. I have it on mute, so I didn't hear it. But of course, Bam smacks the ball away cleanly, and they both go and dive on it. He lands, and Embiid lands on the ball. That's out of bounds.
So it should be so he should be out.
They call a foul on Bam.
Yeah, okay. The NBA is weird. Like I, I don't watch obviously. Like I watched the first.
I'll tell you right now, it's the most I've watched in a while.
Few games. Like I watched it. I was over at Brandon's house. We were watching a bit of, I think it was Jazz and Kings, and I was just like, yeah, like it just does. It doesn't. It's obviously a lot to do with the Pistons being shit, but it's also it doesn't.
I'll say right now, Fives, the Heat are good, and I know they were in the NBA Finals last year.
Yeah,
it's not great basketball.
No,
not.
Especially after watching March Madness.
Exactly, I find that much more entertaining.
It's like, I know they miss free throws and shit, but like it's just, but they're like,
well, they're kids, but it's girls and guys that is more entertaining. The
tournament
has been unbelievable.
They're trying, like you can see them trying to win. We're in the NBA. Fucking like dunks and land. Here you go. Here's the lane. It's yours now.
Speaking of March Madness, so yeah. Let's go into this with Purdue. With that Edie guy, I did not know Edie was Canadian.
Yeah, he's I think he's from Toronto. Well, Toronto area, I think.
Yes, that's what they said. He's from Mississauga.
Mississauga, yeah, yeah.
I had no idea. I'm like, all right, I hope Purdue wins now.
I had no clue until I was my cousin's for Easter, and like, yeah, it's like, oh, that guy's Canadian. Like, he's Canadian. I'm like.
Yeah.
Fucking, he's gigantic.
Told me to work him the other day. No idea.
He's gigantic.
That tournament's been crazy because UConn just smashes fucking everybody.
They're doing the same thing as last season right now.
What they did in that Elite Eight game to go on a 30-0 run is insane. That doesn't make sense.
It was nuts to watch because I was like, okay, okay. I'm like, oh well, fuck. Here we go. I feel confident against Bama. You never know because again, since the Final Four, like it's anything can happen. I feel confident. I kind of hope it's UConn. I hope it's UConn Purdue, just to like. I want to see how they do against that Edie guy because he is fucking. I mean, like when Wembanyama's like lanky and fucking, but this guy's Edie's fucking gigantic.
What sucks is like it's the same night as WrestleMania, so we don't even really get to watch the Final Four.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Right, like it's such a stupid thing.
It's on a night. It's on a
night. The Raw after Mania is the national championship.
That's the fucking worst thing you could fucking do. But they don't.
Like,
but they don't.
It's like that every year, which sucks.
They don't. But they don't get it. They don't like. They don't. I guess they're thinking, well, our fans aren't watching or whatever it is. But it's like that's. I don't know. I'll pop in because for sure, like the
we'll put on a tablet or something like that on the side. That's it.
But I mean, like even like Monday, like if they're like if let's say UConn's in the final, it's like I'm gonna watch. Like I'll when it's commercial, I'll go check whatever I can. Yeah, or I can put on my phone. There's other ways to watch it, but. But yeah, that's shitty timing for sure. I didn't even fucking realize.
Like I like that the girls' final is 3 o'clock in the afternoon Sunday. Mm-hmm. Love that. Can watch that before WrestleMania. It's beautiful.
It's true. Fuck the girls. That game with that.
Yeah, the girls.
I watched.
Oh.
That's the only girls' game I really watch. Well, like I haven't watched. I've only watched UConn in full.
The girls a lot, especially because me and Alyssa talk about it all the time.
For sure.
And so I know a lot of these girls. Man, Paige Beckers and Kaylin Clark are two of the best players I think I've ever seen play women's basketball.
Yeah.
And I've been watching a lot of women's NCAA tournaments the last 5, 6, 7 years. It is unbelievable watching those two girls, especially.
Well, Kaylin,
like Angel Reese, people talk about it, and I get it. Angel Reese is a great player. She talks herself up a lot. She's wonderful. But man, you're not even on the level of Kaylin Clark and Paige Beckers. Like, they are different breeds of human beings with the way they can play basketball. It's insane.
Kaylin Clark is like, what? Like, and this is not to be, you know, sexist. It's like watching a dude, like, it's what, like, I'm not saying she can play in the NBA, but like she looks like if she could figure it out, like if she was able to gain like fucking 30 pounds and like not be like but like still be like fit.
Oh, then she gotta use a guy's ball.
You know what I mean? But I think like she but the way she like the way she moves everything she doesn't she's fucking smooth like she's very smooth she fucking she's so she's very like she's very good. Like I remember speaking of UConn, Taurasi or whatever her name was, like she was nasty in college, yeah. But like Kaylin Clark's a different animal altogether. Like she's fucking. She's gonna dummy the WNBA too.
She's gonna dummy the WNBA. It's gonna be awesome. There's gonna be more eyes to it though.
For sure.
The most watched game of any like college basketball game in years.
Oh, it was it was millions of people. It was nuts.
4.3 million, which was more than any. So this past season was more than any NBA game, any NHL game last year, including playoffs, any MLB game, any college football game that wasn't a playoff game.
That's nuts.
That's crazy to me.
Because college football, like, they get fucking, like, that's they get viewers. Like, that's fucking...
Yeah.
That's crazy. But, yeah, it's fucking... Because it's how good they are. It's the fucking, the whole, like...
And, like, I like that their Final Four is tomorrow night, on a Friday night. So, like, I could go back and forth from wrestling to that.
Yeah.
NC State's at 7, and then at 9:30, when pretty much all wrestling's done, is Iowa and UConn, which is going to be bomb.
Fuck. See, the group, like,
Paige Beckers versus fucking Caitlin Clark at 9:30 tomorrow night.
I guess, like, by default, I cheer for the girls UConn too, but it's gonna be fucking tough against fucking Caitlin Clark.
It's gonna be, man, both those girls are gonna go off. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
But you know what sucks for UConn? So fast. Think about what UConn is doing. The girls, they have 5 girls since January. Oh, for the season.
Oh wow.
It's insane.
How the fuck are they? Wow.
Edwards, Beckers, and Hall, Huell?
Yeah. The other girl's name. I can't remember. Yeah, I remember. I remember
exactly.
Yeah.
She's bomb.
Yeah.
All 3 of them do not come off the court because they can't.
Oh, because
off the court, the team is so bad.
You're playing fucking those guys. Those kids. That's 5 people that should never be on the roster. They're on the fucking thing.
It's fucked.
That's crazy.
They legit have 7 girls who can play.
And that's fuck. And they're still like that's just. But that's how
and
fucking.
In the Final Four, they upset USC in the Elite Eight. Ooh, USC. Holy fuck, that team's been really good. Juju is awesome. She's a freshman. And she's She is going to take that team far the next couple years.
The girls I've watched just pretty much just highlights, but
it's
a thing. The girls, let's say.
I like the girls do Fez. The guys can't do it because the guys make so much fucking money anyways. But the girls do home court advantage for the top 4 seeds in each bracket for the first weekend.
I guess that makes sense. Yeah, because the guys, there's too much money involved. You can't fucking.
Yeah, way too much money involved with the guys. Can't do
you
that.
Can't, no.
But with the girls, I find it so cool they play home court for those people, those teams who get the top seats.
It's fucking, yeah, that's me. That's just, it adds to the atmosphere of fucking, like.
For that opening weekend.
Awesome. But, yeah.
And then they start traveling around in the Sweet 16, Elite 8, stuff like that.
Yeah, but then, yeah, then it's already, like, almost over.
Yeah.
That's all right, though. Fuck. Well, yeah, the fucking.
But let's get into the main event of the weekend.
It's WrestleMania Extra Large.
Oh, WrestleMania.
That worked so well, the XL. I didn't fucking like realize that.
Oh, yeah. When I watched the WrestleMania like highlights from previous ones, it just was so fun this weekend. And these stories, man, this might be one of the best WrestleManias we've ever seen.
It's, yeah, like, as long as like, everything, you know, everything the fucking goes in line, like it's going to be.
Like, I was thinking about this. The last truly great WrestleMania where it makes me like, I want to go back and watch it badly was WrestleMania 31 for me. For me, and that's from start to finish. That's not saying that like other WrestleManias haven't been unbelievable.
No, but that, yeah,
like from start to finish, that WrestleMania 31, oh, was unbelievable when Seth cashes in.
Oh,
I'm like, I feel like this weekend could be like that. Now there have been nights like that. I guess it is in parts now because like there's night one and night two.
Yeah,
but night one is shaping up to be one of the best nights I think we've ever seen.
Night one, because I have the card on my screen because I want to like it's
go over that
it's
first card of night one. Like, just go, like, it's,
I'm gonna go by just the order of the pictures. That's why I'm gonna go by the order of the pictures. So the first thing I see is the women's title match, Becky versus Rhea.
Like unreal.
Like that's the story. Like everything. So like Rhea, even with Rhea, like if you think about like with Sasha being in AEW, whatever it is, but like she's fought Charlotte, so she's fought Becky.
And they did a little thing on that that guy's podcast the other day that CM Punk was on.
I didn't watch the CM Punk thing. I didn't know.
I had to make sure I watched it. It was awesome. Because you know what? And he's just genuinely being himself. And he said, listen, 10 years ago, I was so locked in on this is going to happen for the next 8 months to 12 months of what my character. Listen.
Yeah.
I'm just here now. Like, I'm just doing my thing. I have no reason to lie. You want to believe the dirt sheet stuff? Go ahead. You want to hate me for all this stuff? Go ahead. But this is what happened. He didn't talk about everything because they signed the NDAs, right?
There's certain things you can't say. Of course, yeah. Yeah.
But like for stuff he says, and then Bully Ray on Busted Open talks about Jack Perry being a scumbag. So like, the fact that like Bully Ray and guys like that are saying this about Jack Perry, like Jack Perry, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, it's as much as fans want to think they know, you don't know. Like you know what you see on the screen, what you read on Twitter, what you see on Instagram. We don't know what's going on. You're not in the locker room. You're not fucking talking to these guys. Bully Ray's been around for fucking 30 years, whatever, like a long fucking time.
Crazy, man.
And these young, I'm not saying like it's not all the young kids because obviously like, but there's certain young kids in wrestling that think, and the problem is a lot of them are in AEW. They think that they're fucking, they feel they're entitled to like, oh no, I'm the star. I'm a star. It's like, but you're not. Like MGF did it perfectly. Like MGF is a star. That's just the way it is. Jack Perry's a good wrestler, not like I don't see him as like I don't know I never saw him as like a fucking as a guy, not because of his size, just because like the way he wrestled, the character, everything. But again, apparently he's a scumbag, which is brutal to hear because I don't know. But and the thing with CM Punk too is that like when people say like, oh, this about the fight, whatever it was backstage. I'm like, yeah, but in WWE, it's like, if he was actually being a prick or whatever, like, he wouldn't be around. Like, they would have just, okay, see you later. He wouldn't be around right now. He wouldn't, like, we don't know. But my brain and my faith thinks that, like, he's actually, like, doing good backstage. He's doing good with everybody. Like, even if him and Seth aren't.
Good vibes. You can see it.
Yeah.
Good
vibes. Like, him and Seth aren't boys, for sure. But they're not at each other's throats. They're working together. They're probably, like, better than they were.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they obviously had a conversation. We're not privy to their conversations that they have with themselves. And it's brutal that he got hurt, but it's fucking, that's just the way, again, it's the way sports goes. You get fucking hurt.
Yeah, it's just life.
But next Mania, hopefully, because he's not done, he probably signed like a decent year like contract. Mania, he's fine. I think it's gonna be great. But you have to watch that interview. I gotta watch the Bray Wyatt thing still.
Oh my god, I gotta watch that still too.
I've seen like
watch that on possibly Saturday.
Yeah, before WrestleMania. Yeah, that's true. Because I've seen like little clippets on like social media. I'm like, oh yeah, this is gonna be fucking. It's gonna be bomb, but it's gonna be fucking shit at the same time. Because obviously, because like,
be awesome.
It's gonna be great.
I already saved it. Actually, one thing I'm worried about is on my box. So I wanted to watch the Iron Claw, and the voices are off.
Oh, that's brutal.
So I'm hearing the scene, but that I'm not watching yet.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's brutal.
And then the scene catches up to where the voices already happened. I was like rattled. So I found another one. Hopefully it works. I gotta try.
Yeah. It's a good movie.
Let's go back to Becky and.
Yeah, Becky and Rhea. That
and Rhea. Oh my god, that match is gonna be awesome.
I know, it's called Rhea. I don't know.
Let's have some predictions. Who do you think win in that match?
So, my brain tells me Ripley, because, I don't think you take it off her yet. Personally, again,
I think Rhea is on fire. So you just leave it on Rhea right now.
Rhea is your top woman in the company. Like she's mommy for a reason. Like she's the top of the top. And she's good. Like, she's good. Like, she's just fucking... She's good in the ring. She's good in the mic. She plays up her character. She's fucking... And, like, I guess you don't know how good someone's going to be. Like, she was... Like, you can see she was pretty good, but she fucking... I guess, you know, when you get to wrestle Charlotte, when you get to wrestle these... And you're around all these people, you get better, but she fucking... They gave her the fucking ball, and she fucking took it. Like, she didn't fucking...
Yeah, I think that's a W. I think she gets a W right
there. I think so. Because, like, Becky... It's more of, like... Becky doesn't, like, not this whole, like, she doesn't need it. Becky doesn't have to win. Like, Becky's an established, like...
Becky's Becky.
It's good. It's just more to prove, like, how good Rhea is by beating Becky Lynch.
Yeah, exactly.
And you have this match is going to be fucking nuts. The fucking, the tag team fucking term, whatever it's called, the fucking ladder match.
Holy fuck.
That's
one. See, this is the one thing. I have no idea who's going to win a lot of these matches.
I
have no idea who wins this match.
See, the problem is this fucking picture's blurry. So it's...
I think Judgment Day still wins it.
I think Judgment Day wins, but it's... Because when I look at the rest of the teams, like, as much as, like, there's obviously there's very good teams in there, I don't think you give the DIY. I don't know.
You have Miz and Truth.
It's... No, they're clearly not going to win. Like, no, like, whatever. Like, they're just...
You have Bate and Pete Dunne.
That could be a sneaky win. They could sneakily win it.
I don't see them giving that to them.
No, it's going to be...
You have the New Day.
Yes, which they can always win.
Why should they give it to the New Day? So the New Day have never won. So
Kofi, yeah.
I heard this stat the other day when I was watching one of the Raw or SmackDown, I can't remember. But they said Xavier Woods and Big E have never won WrestleMania matches, and Kofi Kingston's only won one.
And for the title.
So it's crazy.
So yeah, that's why it's like, and it's the New Day. They're fucking. They've been well, like, I mean,
who else am I missing there? Waller and Theory.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's pretty much it's Judgment Day retaining or like, but like, New Day could.
New Day, and that's really it.
But Judgment, I see Judgment Day because again, they're running the show right now. That's just the way.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Just the way it goes. Another tag match, very interesting tag match. You got Ray and I always forget his fucking name.
Dragon Lee
against fucking Santos and Dom. Tom and Nick.
I feel like Santos is getting a W here.
Yeah, so I was thinking the same thing because last Ray versus Dom was last Mania.
And Ray won.
So obviously. Yeah, this one, I think Santos and Dominic win. Again,
we got a very Judgment Day theme here so far.
It just, but it makes sense. It makes sense. They're running the show.
I do love that they put all Judgment Day on a Saturday night. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, like yeah. That's why I have my brain has a super twist, but we'll get to that later. Then this match, I guess, like anybody could have predicted this match because of the way everything's going, but it's a fucking, I can't wait for Uso versus Uso.
Man, brother versus brother, third time in history, brother versus brother.
Yeah.
It's going to be fucking awesome.
That match is going to be.
What's going to be bananas is the story that's, in that match.
Exactly. That match, they can do fucking two moves, but that story's going to be fucking bananas. But you know they're going to like.
Jay winning that match.
Oh, Jay's winning for sure. But like. Then probably I see maybe a beatdown after who knows maybe solo comes. Oh, like,
that story doesn't end there. That's
no,
that's
not a chance. But that's gonna be a great fucking match. Then interesting match. Six woman tag match.
That'll be a fun match.
Yeah.
I have a feeling Jade and the girls are gonna win. They're gonna give Jade a win.
I was gonna say the
pushing Jade
exactly and fucking. Damage control, that's not a win. They like that's not doesn't affect anything if they lose. It's a
yeah,
fucking
they're fine. Like they don't need this win.
Yeah. So, and it's just it's still gonna be a great match.
Think about it. Like every match we've said so far, like I'm excited for every single one of them.
It's kinda this the theme is good on the first day, there's a lot of tags.
Yeah.
There's 1, 2, 3, there's 4 tag matches out of the what, seven matches? Yeah. No, 7 matches, yeah. And there's okay, and then there's 6 on Sunday's a lot crazier. And this match could be match of Saturday. Seven, at least in my because the potential of it was Gunther versus Sami Zayn.
For this might be match of the weekend.
Yeah, because it's gonna like you're talking two like pro wrestlers.
Yeah, and unreal storytellers.
Oh man, and like yeah,
like,
that
it's oh I can't wait for this match. I think that match might be the match of the weekend.
It's
right up and Sami wins.
I think Sami wins because like it makes sense because like all these guys are fighting Gunther. They're all getting dusted. But Sami's that resilient, that fucking, you know, he fucking almost beat Roman Reigns. He fucking, you know, like it makes sense. That pop will be gigantic.
Somebody is going to finish the story, and I believe that somebody is Sami Zayn.
Sami Zayn, exactly. There's a lot of stories here, guys.
A lot of stories.
But that match will be fucking nuts. And then the main event of Saturday night. A lot of stipulations in this match. So it's Seth and Cody versus... the tribal chief and the final boss, which makes me laugh. That fucking
man, it's the best. His promos have been steady.
He's just being a fucking.
I love it.
He's just being an asshole, and it's fucking and it's mint. Cause like
and it's awesome. It's mint. It's been one of the best stories. Like it's one of the best returns.
That's why when fans see this stuff, they see like oh like Rock. Oh, then there's like they like if you don't think they know what they're if you don't think Triple H knows what he's fucking doing.
Oh man, Triple H is the man. He knows exactly what he's doing.
See, this thing is for me too. Is that like. Well, I guess when we get to the main event Sunday, there's a couple twists and turns
like
I see.
Right now, I got The Rock and Roman Reigns winning because they're going to make it a Bloodline Rules match Sunday night.
I was just going
so they can tell a crazier story.
I was going to say, like, as much as like you want the clean match, you in this story you don't want the fucking
you want it all.
It's the story involves the Bloodline. As much as it's Cody and Roman, it involves the Bloodline. It involves family. It's the whole fucking. The whole thing is about fucking Cody Rhodes' family, like him, Dusty never winning, being a small town family, and then the fucking Roman with the biggest family in wrestling. The Samoan Dynasty is fucking huge in fucking wrestling. It's gonna be the tag match should be bomb. The Rock, I'm interested to see how much he actually does.
I know, me too.
Because he's in shape, but he's fucking like he's 50. Like he's not as much as he's in shape. He's not young anymore. But he's gonna give it a go. It's gonna be a good match. It's gonna be a great match though. For like you have Cody. Seth and Roman in a fucking match, which is crazy. That just, I don't know if it's only the what this. How many years have we had now of two nights? Like this is the fourth year.
This would be 36, 7. Well, starting with Cody. No, this would be the fifth year. 36, 7, 8, 9.
Oh yeah, third year.
That's the fifth year of it.
Yeah. So, and like to have fucking two guys in both finals is both main events is crazy.
Crazy.
But again, makes.
We'll never see that again. I don't think we'll ever see that again.
No, there's no. This story won't happen. Like this story doesn't organically happen again. Yeah,
this is the first and last time I think we'll see this.
But that Saturday's gonna be fucking nuts. Saturday's gonna be fucking fun.
Insane.
And then Sunday, it's not like it gets any fucking calmer. The first match, I guess. I don't know if this is the actual order of what the card is. I have no idea. I don't. Probably not. But we have the World Heavyweight title match, Seth versus Drew, which, this is the thing. So obviously, we both predict that Roman and Rock win. This is where my little twist comes in, where I think Priest cashes.
Ooh, okay.
And then Judgment Day has everything going into this new fucking run of fucking...
I would love that, actually. Because in my mind, I feel like Drew wins, but, oh my God, this actually makes this better. Priest, this is why I also thought, actually, when they announced the Scotland show coming up.
True, exactly, yeah.
I thought maybe Drew loses. That could be why, right? Priest cashes in, screws Drew over, Drew's pissed off, he's chasing the belt now until Scotland in June.
Yep.
And that's when Drew wins.
Because this is where I think someone like the New Day might win that tag match for that to happen. Like, yeah. I don't, because he's not going to have the tag belt and that match. So, like, that's where if.
That's predicated on what happens Saturday night.
Yeah, so Judgment Day wins that match. That probably doesn't happen the way I'm thinking. If Judgment Day loses that match, I believe, like, I wouldn't be surprised if that's what happens after that match, whatever that match is.
I have this feeling that, I don't know why, I just have this inner name that Drew McIntyre wins. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's fuck. Yeah, I don't.
So he's the champion going into Scotland.
Yeah, I can see that, and, like, you know, the whole winning in front of fans, and Seth is coming off. Who knows what happens in that match the night before? Like, you don't know if he might get beat up, like, extra after the match. We don't know. Fuck, Saturday's gonna be fucking nuts. I can't fucking. My brain's going, like, as much as, like, obviously we watch to watch, like, because of how much wrestling we've watched and I've watched. My brain always goes through what's gonna happen, like. Instantly, it's like, okay, how's this going to finish? What's going to happen? What's the twist? Because there's going to be twists and turns both nights, like, all over the place, because it's WrestleMania.
100%. And, like, surprises, 100%.
I think there's going to be a couple key surprises.
Oh, yeah.
The next match, maybe, like, still, like, maybe, I wouldn't say the least desirable match, because, like, it's still going to be a great match.
I know exactly what you're saying.
But, like, the six-man tag, Bobby and Street Profits versus AOP and... Karrion Kross. It's still going to be a good match. It's just...
They've had a decent story.
Yeah.
Going on the last couple months. It'll be a good match. I think it'll be a quick match. It'll be like a 5 to 10 minute match. Profits and Lashley win. We move on, right? Like,
I was going to say, yeah, Profits and Lashley win for sure. Yeah, in my eyes. But again, it's a good match. I like it because it's two, like, prominent NXT teams who are big and, like, two very good tag teams involved in this match. Who are, like, I'm glad AOP's back. We never really talked about that. Like, that's a big team to get back into the company because they could be fucking good. And you got to keep Karrion Kross relevant because, like, he's a good wrestler. You just have to figure out what to do with that guy.
Yeah.
It's tough because, like, not everybody can be a fucking star. It's hard to fucking do.
It is what it is. You gotta find the right stories, too.
Exactly. Now, this match is going to be fucking... Like, it might not be the Gunther Sami Zayn, but it's fucking going to be very good. It's fucking LA Knight versus AJ Styles.
Oh, it's going to be just a clinic of wrestling.
Clinic of wrestling. My brain goes to TNA. It's gonna be great. It's
beautiful. I'm going with LA Knight because they're gonna get all the whole crowd going.
LA Knight's gonna
First WrestleMania match.
I was gonna say I like AJ in a sense put that, but he puts, but like in a way puts him over even though he doesn't have to.
AJ doesn't need to win. He's good.
AJ's fucking. AJ's AJ. AJ we like established, but again, it could be a great fucking match. I wish they can throw in like TNA promo. Like I wish they can like throw in TNA stuff. I guess they could if they really wanted to. They have, like, a little partnership. Just because, like, that's, like, AJ was the guy, Eli Drake, when he was Eli Drake, he was one of the top guys. Like, it's just very interesting. Now, this match would be a great match, even though he's great, but I don't like Logan Paul at all, as a person, as whatever. But, like, again, great wrestler. Like, he knows what he's doing. But him versus Kevin Owens and Randy Orton in a triple threat, give me fucking
that'll
nuts.
That'll be, like, another fun match. Like, it'll be fun to watch, fun to story. Kevin's gonna be jokes in it because Kevin Owens is jokes.
Yeah.
I don't know who wins this match.
So
I feel like Logan Paul wins.
It's fucking weird because
I hope I'm wrong.
My brain tells me Kevin Owens because like he's a very he's a very US champion type guy. Like he's a guy that can make any belt fucking relevant. Yeah. It doesn't matter like. So does Randy, but Randy doesn't need to win the fucking U.S. Randy doesn't need to win the U.S.
Randy's
title.
Fine. Randy's good to go.
Randy's gonna win maybe like that world title at some point again before he's like done. But the U.S. title, he's there to just fucking because he's Randy Orton and you put him anywhere because he's one of the best to ever fucking do it. But that match gonna be great. There'll be some certain spots because, like I said, I don't like Logan, but he can do some spots. He's good. He knows he's a fucking prick, so he plays the prick very well.
Yeah. does.
He's very good at playing an asshole. Kevin, like I said, Kevin Owens is funny and he's bomb. It's gonna be that's gonna be a great match. Now this match, this is another story match, obviously before the main story, but fucking EO versus Bayley for the.
I got EO winning this one.
So, yeah. See, I wanted to go Bayley in my brain, but I'm thinking, yeah, like it's damage control is gonna get involved somehow. Maybe not like not yeah, like
exactly. And EO wins, and the reason why I'm thinking this though is I'm thinking long term.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because but they all do Jade versus Bayley. Who knows?
True. Which would be fucking.
This is just me booking in my mind, right?
Like, oh, of course. Yeah, that's the fun of it.
I'm fantasy booking in my mind. I don't really care. At the end of the day, I have no feeling. I would love to see Bayley win because I love Bayley.
Yeah, it's like yeah, it's
a great story.
Exactly. That's the thing. The story is great, and the match is gonna be great too. Like they're both because like Bayley's very technical. Phenomenal. Bayley's technical. EO can just fucking fly around. Like, it's gonna be fucking great. Like, yeah, I can't wait. But now, for the fucking like this. Even like the entrances alone are gonna make this match fucking like it's good. Like this is again this isn't like it's not maybe not quite Rock Austin of WrestleMania what 17
yeah 15 and 17
it's not quite that
yeah, this would have been 17 yes
yeah it's not far off being a like it's not it's very close to that it's just it's a different feel because obviously different era like Rock Austin Roman Cody I guess like it's very comparable I guess in a fucking weird way actually because
so how about. Wow. Actually, going this, it just reminded me of a post I saw yesterday. Somebody posted like, "Oh, this is only like the fourth time people have faced in back-to-back manias," and they showed. This is funny. This is how wrong this post was. So they showed Taker and Triple H, 27 and 28.
Yeah.
They showed Michaels in Triple H, or Michaels and the Taker, 26, 25, and 26.
Yeah.
Who else did they show? Oh my God, I can't remember. They showed somebody else. Now I was laughing.
I can't even think of it.
Because also, they didn't have Hogan and Andre, WrestleMania 3 and 4.
3 and 4.
They didn't have Bret Hart and Yokozuna, WrestleMania
9 and 10.
10.
Yeah.
So it's like, are you guys fucking okay in the head over there? What the fuck's going on over there?
Yeah. Nah, they're fucking.
Idiots.
But, yeah, but. So, if we think how Saturday works out, this is a Bloodline match, which again, makes the most sense anyway. It's
why I think it makes the most sense for Cody to finish the story in this, but
yes,
I think we keep this Roman Reigns Bloodline story going here.
This is the fucking thing. It's like, fuck. So when Roman says, "If I lose, I'm done," kind of thing, which obviously like it's whatever, like because if he loses, he's probably gonna take a break because it's fucking.
He's
just
saying that.
He's saying it because like he's saying it to build the fucking story.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it all depends. So like. If I think what's gonna happen, if I think between Triple H getting involved, which is my dream, this is also maybe because I'm just because of like there's the teases of like they're beating up these guys, then like Triple H, the problem is he can't really work because of his fucking heart thing, so that's why I'm like I guess he can't, yeah. But if what I think so like the whole Cena if Cena comes back would be nice. But I don't need Cena there in that to get involved at all. But if I hear the glass fucking shatter at any point after that something in order to happen where
I did not even think of that. That'd be wild.
Because of and that's either after I'm saying like after the match is over or because it's a Bloodline match. So like if there comes a point where Let's say this is where you go deeper storytelling. Let's say Seth is beat up from Saturday, loses against Drew, and just fucking he can't go to the fucking ring to help Cody.
Yeah, he can't help.
Because the whole thing is him helping Cody, like being there for Cody, but he's fucking beat up, let's just say. And CM Punk's hurt, but he's not really like he's not gonna help him anyway. And then who else is there to really help him? So I picture in my brain fucking Roman and The Rock, because The Rock's gonna be there Saturday, he's gonna be there fucking Saturday or Sunday too, obviously. They're gonna be beating the shit out of Cody at some point in the match, and that's where the glass is shattered. Rock and Austin stare at each other in the fucking. They're old, but they're staring at each other in the fucking ring. They go at it. Fucking Cody hits his cutter at some point, and then fucking pins Roman 1-2-3, and then the place goes fucking nuts.
Awesome. That's beautiful fantasy booking right there.
It's all fantasy because of Because you can't have Triple H involved. If you have, if you got Triple H involved, if he didn't have a heart issue, it's Triple H in that position. Because
I've also thought of The Rock turning on Roman Reigns.
That would be nuts.
Would be insane.
That would be fucked.
A lot of ways this story could go, and it's gonna be fucking awesome.
Like that would, that one. If at some point you just see The Rock just hits a rock bottom on Roman Reigns, I don't know, I might pop.
The place would explode.
Explode. Like as much as they would for my Austin theory, it's just because of the story. Place would fucking lose their shit.
Yeah,
because the whole Rocky sucks.
You know what they're setting up future wise.
Man, it's fucking. That's what like, and that's. It's gonna be. Oh man, I can't fucking like. I can't. I can like. I always can't wait for Mania again. But like this.
I can't wait.
This one's different. This one's like you said. This is gonna be. We're gonna witness a top five WrestleMania of all time.
I think so.
Maybe a top three. Maybe a top like a 17, 18, through like 30, yes. like that level of fucking WrestleMania.
I've been searching like just I want to see like ranking for WrestleMania. I've seen 18 like in the teens. Okay, you don't have WrestleMania 18 in your top five. Figure it out.
And like again, being there as a young but still being there, like it was fucking the whole night was bomb, obviously. But like it's. And like I popped for Triple H after because I'm a huge Triple H. I've always been a Triple H fan, fucking God knows for how long. But that fucking that shift, were like,
man.
So Rock's supposed to be the good guy. Hogan's the bad guy.
Yeah, like that match. That's top five. But I honestly think we're about to watch.
Man,
what we're about to watch is gonna be.
It's gonna be. If you're a wrestling fan who's listening, or you're not a wrestling, if you're not a wrestling fan, figure it out. Watch Mania. If you're a wrestling fan, you just be prepared for.
I cannot wait for Saturday. Like, I cannot wait to be sitting here at about 5 o'clock putting the countdown show on, just getting fucking fired up for WrestleMania.
It's just. Fuck. It's just.
It's going
to
be beautiful.
It's. And, like. To go back to Triple H. Like. As soon as Triple H. Once he took over as whatever created, it's just been.
Oh. Hit after hit.
And I'm not surprised, obviously. Like,
they announced all those premium live events coming up, or pay-per-views, like we still call them.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all, like, have me excited. Like, I'm excited for every one of them.
Oh, man. Because after Mania, then we're going to see what, like, this next...
Well, you have Backlash in France. Bomb.
Yeah.
You have another Saudi show. Probably going to be pretty good. You have Clash of the Titans, or whatever they call it. Clash of the Champions.
Clash of the Castle.
In Scotland. That's going to be sick.
That's going to be fun.
Money in the Bank in Toronto. We're hopefully probably going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Unreal. Right? You have SummerSlam in Detroit?
It's somewhere. Yeah, I think it is Detroit.
Right? That's going to be a sick crowd, Detroit.
Of course.
Right? And then you have the Germany show at the end of August. Yeah. It's going to be unreal.
I forgot about the fucking Germany show.
I can't remember what that's called, but it's going to be
fun. I don't remember exactly. Something in Berlin. I don't know. Maybe it's not Berlin. I don't know what it is.
Oh, it might be a Battle of Berlin.
Something like that, maybe. I don't know.
I think you're right.
And it's fucked because, like, just to go quickly back on the other company, when you watch this, and, like, we understand it's better. Like, we understand that it's just a better run company. But, like, when I watch this and I watch the story and I go back and, like, it's more of, like, Eddie Kingston said, like, you don't, like, if you want them to succeed, you don't want this company to, like, fold. You want them to succeed to a point. But
I do, and they still exist. I just want them to go back to improving what they were before.
Because you have too good of a roster to do it, like, to do what you're doing right now.
Too good a roster for us not to care.
Yeah, you have too many guys where I don't give a fuck about your show. Like, I don't like. Dynamite, like, I haven't watched an AEW show, Frank. Last one I watched was Full Gear. That Full Gear was the last show I watched.
I told you I tried to watch today.
Yeah.
And I watched I fast forward almost the entire show. I can't watch it. I just don't care.
I almost feel bad.
I watched Edge promo and then I literally fast forward. I didn't care.
And it's fucked because, like, again, I go back to, like, I love Edge. Don't get me fucking wrong. Great, one of the best, but, like, he's 50. It makes, like, Edge versus Christian, love it, but it's just, it doesn't. I don't care. Like, I want to watch Roman Cody. I want to watch Seth Drew McIntyre. I want to watch fucking Sammy Gunther. I want to watch
Rhea.
Becky. I don't want to watch fucking Edge versus Christian at 50 years old. Fucking, like, I don't know.
It's funny, I do, but, like,
I do, but
just the way they have gone about it, it's not for me.
No. But Mania's gonna be bomb. It's gonna be
yeah.
And that the thing is too, like Mania's gonna be bomb. That Monday after Mania is gonna be whatever happens after Mania, like that Monday of Night Raw.
It's gonna be insane.
I'm not ready for that. Never mind fucking Mania. Like, that's gonna be fuck. And then that just leads into the fucking new year of.
And we just keep her going.
The new year of wrestling. The fucking. Yeah. It's gonna be everybody fucking bomb.
Enjoy WrestleMania.
Yeah. Like I always say, thanks for listening.
Great two-man show tonight.
A great show.
That was nice.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Take care now. Bye-bye then.